It's night, dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd.
Islamic laws.
Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats in chilly whisper. I say, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. And we would like to actually express our condolences and sorrow and sadness for the martyrdom of, the master of the martyrs, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him. We're going to talk about some of the Islamic laws regarding the mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein, or in commemoration of his martyrdom. And also Arba'in. Before that, let's take a listen to a short biography of Ayatollah Khamenei, and we'll be back. Don't go away. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that. Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We are here actually with Sheikh Javid.
Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. Let's talk about some of the Islamic laws regarding the mourning ceremonies of, martyrdom of Imam Hussein and also Arba'in that we are approaching. What is the significance or importance of Arba'in in the opinion of His Eminence Ayatollah Khamenei?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Well, Arba'in is indeed an excellent time or occasion to think over the meaning of the uprising of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. Millions of people gather for Arba'in processions or during the Arba'in rally on the way to Karbala, carrying colorful flags, some wearing black, some chanting slogans, singing morning eulogies, and commemorating the event of Arba'in. Of course, the movement displays the magnificence of Imam Hussein's path, his movement, and his uprising against injustice. Speaking from a Sharia perspective, of course, it is recommended to visit the holy shrine of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, especially during Arba'in. And it's also highly recommended to read the Ziyarah, especially on the 40th day of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, because there are special reports, special narrations recommending the recitation of the Ziyarah of Arba'in on the 40th day of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. And of course, there are reports that Jabir bin Abdullah Ansari, who was one of the closest companions of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him and his family, visited the grave and the tomb of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam on the 40th day. Now, when it comes to Ayatollah Khamenei's perspective, of course, the supreme leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran has on different occasions pointed to this event. For example, in one of his speeches posted on his website, Khamenei IR, he says, have you seen that gathering? Have you seen that great movement comprised of millions of people between Najaf and Karbala? And these are the comments made by Supreme Leader Grand Ayatollah Khamenei on his website, of course. I just checked his website the other day to see and to find out his opinion on the 40th day of Karbala. Mm-hmm. Now, he has delivered many speeches and lectures on this event, on the event of the 40th, and he has some very important and very amazing points mentioned on this event. He says, have you seen the movement between Najaf and Karbala? Have you seen that excitement and enthusiasm? Have you seen that movement? And when such movements are necessary to be launched, even if some danger is involved, the same excitement and enthusiasm exists in our nation, in our people, and in our youth. This should be preserved, and this is what guarantees the survival of this country. Now, this is one of these are comments made by Imam Khamenei on his website, and of course on 16 November 2017 he has made during his lecture in Dars Kharij, or during his Dars Kharij, he says it is the time of Arba'in. Mm-hmm. A good time for those who are in the middle of their walk, or those who will participate in the walk joining the Arba'in pilgrimage, for reciting the beautiful ziyarah of the day of Arba'in, God willing, addressing our great Imam. We watch the steps from here with enthusiasm and he recites a poem, of course. Thousands are walking and my heart is keen, and I wonder how I can also become part of the interior. So I did hear it myself from Supreme Leader. He said in one of his lectures that I wish I was with the pilgrims who go to ziyarah to perform the Arba'in, or the ziyarah of Arba'in, on the 40th day of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. And of course, for those people who want to get abreast with the opinions of His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, they need to go and see for themselves the Ayatollah Khamenei's website, Khamenei RI, and there are wonderful comments, wonderful points mentioned by him.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Javid. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
Stars, your eyes pull me to you, who are you? I walk in the day with millions of angels. I see you in all these faces, who are you? One step I fade away, the next step I'm born again. You're flowing in my veins, who are you? To me, desire.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Sheikh Javid, before the break, you nicely outlined some of the comments given, in fact, during the lectures and sermons of Ayatollah Khamenei regarding the significance of Arba'in. If there are anything left, I would like to hear that.
Well, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, the Walk of Arba'in represents one of the extraordinary events that the Almighty Allah granted us and created for us.
Mm-hmm.
And it has become an emblem, a sign. And according to Ayatollah Khamenei, the Walk of Arba'in, existed always in the history. There, of course, people throughout history have been going and coming during this occasion. And but not as with intensely as it is now currently. For example, in this time around, now millions, and of course, according to some estimates, more than 20 million people take part in the Arba'in rally, and it's a huge crowd. I think it's nowhere in the world can you find such a crowd gathering. On such an at such a time, which is a very hot season, of course.
Yes.
And inshallah, we will see that in this year also, we will see millions and millions of people going there from all around the world. It's not only Iranians or Iraqis going. Of course, we see hundreds and thousands of people coming from different parts of the world.
We as Iranians see a lot of buses, a lot of people, in fact, coming in flux from India, from Pakistan, going
from
through Iran. And we see them, in fact, sometimes, settling in some of the cities in Iran. And then,
of course,
they, keep on moving and continue their, Arba'in walk, actually, through some of the countries that are situated on their way, in fact.
Yes.
Sheikh Javid, we have very little time. Would you be, kind enough to talk about this question, which is somehow... considering the current geopolitical circumstances and conditions, can we say that the Arba'in pilgrimage, or otherwise known as the Arba'in walk, in fact, is an obligatory duty in this day and age?
Of course, the Arba'in pilgrimage is a highly recommended or mustahab act of devotion.
Mm-hmm.
Arba'in rally is truly an unprecedented event, not only in our own time, but also in the history. So we don't know of any similar gathering in history which is organized more warmly every year.
Mm-hmm.
It is unprecedented, according to Ayatollah Khamenei. So, of course, it is recommended. not obligatory because no one has mentioned, and mm-hmm. there's no evidence, no textual proof to the effect that it is obligatory. It is highly recommended.
Yes. Thank you very much, Sheikh Javid, for your nice answering and comments in this program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We'll bid you farewell. Pray for us if you join the Arabian Walk. Thank you very much for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave, mankind's heart it reawaked. Many people did leave the first teachings received, Hussein planned to retrieve, loss of faith he perceived. Many people did leave the first teachings received, Hussein planned to retrieve, loss of faith he perceived. Guide, you would be in place of Rasul to restore the sacred bridge. Light, you would radiate in the dark and continue the message. When you passed through arid sand, met foreigners of new